You're listening to KFSK, Public Radio in Petersburg. Today is Wednesday, the 22nd of June, 2022. I'm Joe Vicnicki, and this is our weekly check-in with the National Weather Service in Juneau, joined today by Rick Fritsch, who is a meteorologist with the Weather Service. Hi, Rick.
Hi, Joe. How you doing?
Not bad. Not bad. Well, we hit the summer solstice on Tuesday, and I know we've got lots to talk about, including a possible heat wave. First off, let's start off with maybe just the weather pattern we're in at the moment. A series of showers coming through this area, it seems like.
Yes, in fact, that is the case. There is what we call an upper-level low that is cruising east over the southern panhandle right now, and that's providing wraparound shower activity for the southern half of the panhandle as we go through this afternoon. That is all going to end later today.
Okay, so what's coming?
Well, it does look like we are definitely going to be seeing above normal temperatures for later this weekend, this being, of course, Wednesday, going into Saturday, Sunday, and the early part of next week. Things do look like they're going to definitely warm up above normal. Looking at Petersburg proper right now, and just for, let's say, Thursday, you should see an increase in your daytime highs there from the mid to upper 50s to the lower 60s for tomorrow, getting into the lower 70s on Friday, and then moving on into the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, the low to mid 70s. As we go into the following work week, Monday, mid 70s, and possibly getting into the upper 70s by Tuesday. Now, to put this in all perspective, looking at late June, early July, typically a daytime high for Petersburg is around 60 Fahrenheit for late June and only 62 for July. So you can see this is really very much above normal. Now, as far as a heat wave, well, you know, a heat wave is a relative thing. If you look at a heat wave in Arizona versus a heat wave in southeast Alaska, two hugely different animals. Still, sunny, hot, dry.
Okay, so that's why the special weather statement. I know a lot of people in the country, like you said, would be very happy to have 70s at this time of year.
Yes.
What else to know about that warm weather? Is it going to melt off the snowpack pretty quickly and raise any creeks or anything like that? Or
it will do that, and although we're not so concerned right now about the creeks, rivers, and streams in the Petersburg area, we are watching some of the southeast Alaska watersheds pretty closely right now for snowmelt in particular, and, of course, in other parts of southeast like the Taku River, Mendenhall, looking at the potential for yokolups, which this is the time of the year for that. So, you know, we've got our radar tuned for that right now.
Okay. We had some haze last week from the fires up in the western part of the state. This week, the weather air quality seems to be better. Is that expected to return with this good weather?
It quite possibly will. But like you pointed out, yes, the rains that we have experienced recently have washed a lot of that out of the atmosphere and down to the ground. But as we dry out and as fires continue to burn in the western part of the state, we quite possibly might see a return of hazy conditions.
Okay. And is this pretty long term? How far out do you see dry weather lasting?
We're looking at a week and a half, so we're talking about 10 days of warmer than normal conditions. I'm not necessarily going to say record conditions. That's a pretty big leap of faith, and you've got to have a whole lot of confidence in the forecast to actually start forecasting record temperatures for days 6 and 7. But we are definitely going to see above normal temperatures.
All right, we're getting a real summer here.
Yep, a real summer, part number two.
Okay. Anything else to know for this week?
Get out there and enjoy it if you can, and if you cannot, have whoever can go out in your behalf take lots of pictures.
Okay, thanks, Rick.